Hey, 7 p.m. I think that means it's time for the Full Spectrum Cycling Podcast, man.
Let's start the magic.
Here it comes in your ear hole. What is today? It's the 28th today of November, just past the Thanksgiving weekend.
And all the festivities therein. Ooh.
Yes, it was a festive Thanksgiving. What'd you do?
Successfully smoked a turkey under slight duress. There was an oven panic at the house that it may not have worked.
Oh, I see.
To follow up and just rely on that. So
you did the pre-smoke and then just heated it a little bit more in the oven.
No. It was all smoker.
Oh, right on.
But
cool.
Yeah, the oven was having an issue, so my hand was forced. I was going to do it anyways, but I couldn't screw up.
Yeah, no. my brother-in-law smoked one, too, on a grill. So maybe that's the end thing now where it used to be frying a turkey. Like
same principle.
Yeah, now it's smoking a turkey.
Yeah. I mean, it just took all day long. I mean, I woke up at 4:20, y'all, and then got the coals up to temp by 5, and... I think around 4 o'clock is when I pulled it off.
Wow, that was a full 12 hour bird.
Yep,
or close to it.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Right on.
Kept me busy.
So we're back in front of the microphones again with the studio set up in the shop now.
Yes, indeed.
Can you dig it?
Yes, I can move it around like this. And not yell in the cup.
Yeah, as much as the cup was fun, it's nice to have the stuff back that... makes this a little bit easier, maybe. Plus, it looks cool.
Exactly.
When people walking by, they're like, what are those guys doing in there? I don't know. Maybe we should stop in and check it out. Because you can, right from the street, you can, you know, kind of,
me.
Oh, what's that thing?
I can turn the microphone this way and look at them. Actually, I'm going to do that.
Ah, copy that. Well, you got like that one has a full 180 degrees of rotational ability.
I just realized that now.
We can eyeball the people. I think I should get an on-air sign and stick it in the window.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You know, that would be like, hey, when the on-air sign's on, come on in. That's not like stay away. It's like, no, please enter.
In.
We had a visitor today named Joe. He's I met him at the 24. And he rides a Salsa Muckluck. And he said, well, you know, in a couple of weeks, I'm just going to be riding up to Minocqua on it, which, I mean, from Milwaukee to Minocqua is 250 miles, maybe. It's,
I don't even want to drive it.
No, it's like a 5 or 6 hour drive in a car.
Yeah.
And he's preparing to do Arrowhead or some qualifier for the Iditarod. He wants to do the Iditarod. And he'd done the Great Divide race on it this year, but with 29er wheels instead of the fat bike wheels, and loaded down, and said he had a great time. So
yeah,
cheers to you, Joe. And if you see the on air sign lit in the window, you're welcome to stop by anytime. We have a spare mic right now, so you know, everyone is welcome.
And all are welcome here, like Mother Abigail in the stand.
I think we're gonna get the call-in deal going again.
Oh, right on.
That was kind of fun getting people to call in, and even if they can't make it in, like, hey, what's going on? You know, we're out riding around, and you can do them. No, you should do Dave. I'm gonna say.
we're on the Alpha Trails.
We're having a aqua, doing some pier lifts.
Love you, Dave. You're the greatest American ever lived.
Yeah, right?
At least that's the base place told me so today.
Yeah, so Thanksgiving. Movies. There was movies. Yes. I saw a movie.
We
can finally talk about Bohemian Rhapsody a little bit, having actually seen it now, which is kind of interesting.
I mean, without seeing it, I could have kind of told, you know, forecast the ending and probably winged it if I hadn't seen it.
did it end differently than real life?
Yeah. It's like watching Titanic. I know what's happening. Yeah, but the in-betweens, it was well done. It was a Bryan Singer movie. And, you know, performances are pretty solid. I realize the bass player, John Deacon, actor that played him was the little boy from Jurassic Park.
Really? Wow. So that was what?
I was really busy at work today, as you can see.
Is that like 20 years ago or something? No. How long ago was Jurassic Park?
25, probably.
Do you remember the X-rated version, Jurassic Park?
No.
Oh, no. I don't think I saw it, but I'm pretty sure if there wasn't one, that should have been one of them for...
No, I can only imagine. I can only imagine what the Goldblum character on that would have been heaving.
How the heck did Jeff...
Must go faster.
How the heck did Jeff Goldblum become a sex symbol? I mean, like, somehow that happened, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. More power to him. Hallelujah, Jeff Goldblum.
Most definitely. But yeah, it was fun. It was fun to watch. I mean, especially for crowd scenes and concert scenes.
Right on. Yeah, and I know that both Brian May and Roger Taylor were executive producers, so they, you know, got to have had some input, although... Yeah. You know, we only get three sides of the coin instead of the fourth side of the...
Right, right.
Wait. Well, yeah. So you have to have two coins to get four sides.
And that Deacon was, he was like, I'm retired. Right. Do what you do, man.
Yeah, for sure. I'd recommend seeing it. My daughter had come back for Thanksgiving break, and she'd already seen it, and she said, you guys have to go see this. And now, of course, since we saw it, everybody was playing Queen in the House over the Thanksgiving weekend, which now... I could probably not listen to most Queen songs again for a few more weeks. Thank you very much, family.
And Bryan Singer.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, and another resurgence. It happened again. It happened on the initial blast and then Wayne's World and now this one.
So are you pretty convinced that the dude that didn't sign with was Mike Myers?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because it just was like, I was trying to pick him out, and was that him sitting in the scaffolding during the concert, you know, just because I thought maybe that kind of looked like Garth and Wayne, but
exactly.
Anyway, that last 15 minutes, that concert footage is
insane.
I mean, obviously one of the greatest shows of all time.
I hit the tube of you and watch the original footage of it, and man, it lines up very well.
Yeah
Very well. I mean, it's fresh because I just saw it last night. So I was like, wow, yeah, it, you know, everything, the little props on the piano, the blow the kiss.
Cool. Well,
good stuff.
Glad we finally got to talk about that.
Yeah, right.
So, I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff gone on or going on coming up, both cycling and non-cycling here in Milwaukee. Non-cycling, we could get out of the way quick. How come you didn't come to the Vortis show?
I was tired.
Oh, man.
I mean, I barely made it all the way after the Jungle Cross.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about Jungle Cross in a sec. I forgot that was the same night. That day just seemed like that was the next day or something.
No, it just kept going, and I could have made it there, but I would have just collapsed probably.
No, there were not many people there, surprisingly, the night before.
So it would have been very noticeable.
Well, when we went the night before to the Vortis show, which actually was the following day, it was pretty packed, and this was less packed than that. So James and I went there, and... I don't know, if you're in Milwaukee and they show up, see them, I think they're mostly Chicago-oriented, but they put on a 45-minute set that just never stops. It's true old punk rock style, just blast right through, you know, 1 minute to 4 minute songs and just power right into the next one, and I totally appreciate that kind of show.
Yeah, I regret not going to it, but I knew that there were... avatars going in my stead. Yeah. So I can get a report.
So Jungle Cross was just before that, apparently, even though I thought that was the day before.
Yes. Yeah. Jungle Cross was the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Right. And the afternoon before the Vortis show. So Jungle Cross turned out really well. I was surprised, actually, at the turnout because we didn't really throw a bunch of stuff out there. Zito obviously has a big following, so if he says he's doing something, people will usually show up because they know it's going to be a good time. But the weather wasn't the best either.
No.
And I know the cyclocross, you know, those people like to torture themselves, but I think some of them were surprised. It was like 40 degrees, so what had been frozen for the last few days before that wasn't frozen so much.
And overnight there was a minor rain event for a few hours that just kind of gave a good soak on everything. So it was just peanut butter.
Peanut butter. And it's a very clay oriented soil there. But that said, I think, I don't know, there's like 38 racers or something like that. Yep. So it was, you know, and there was another, at least that many spectators, because quite a few volunteers and or spectators were there to cheer on the racers. So I think...
With my arm raised, I was, you know, volunteer heckler slash human berm.
Yeah, director of traffic.
Director of figure eighting.
Gendarme in the middle of the intersection.
I know. I was getting some pirouettes, and I was getting laughed at a lot. I could see from about 20 yards away. I'm like, I know. I'm just trying to do my job here.
So props to Zito for pulling that one off. Yeah, he got a bunch of us to go help build it, and got some people there to race, and got Sprecher to sponsor some beer, and Great Lakes Distillery to sponsor some whiskey for the Rehorsed Rise.
Rehorsed Rise.
And then and Surly gave up some stuff for prizes. I got my Surly Do Not Arrest This Person koozie here, which
yep.
I hope you got one.
Yes, I did. That's pretty cool. I was right by a table when...
Right?
when the floodgates opened, I'm right, like, mine! Yeah. Hey, I need one of these.
If you guys didn't win anything, just grab something from the table.
oddly, not the fork or the handlebars or whatever.
All right, the second mention of Dave Lunds. Oddly enough, he won his class somehow. Was he the only BMX bike in the class?
Exactly.
Still, he's a winner.
Dave Lunds. He was just on parade lap the whole time.
So we had our after party at Sprecher Brewery. I had no idea they'd acquired so much property over there, because they own a significant amount of kind of older buildings that are now their whatever they're purposing them for. But the upshot is they have so much land that we can have a fat bike race there.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I did some recon around the edge of the property just to kind of see what might be possible. And the course almost makes itself. But yeah, it's
thanks to Jesse and helping out all that. That was fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be a good thing. So, well, we'll let y'all know when we might have a race there. It'll be somewhat non-UCI sponsored and undergroundish, but it will be probably a chriszito.com Church of Two Wheels / whatever, you know, thing.
Yes. People who knows peoples.
Peoples who can get the peoples to have the funds. Speaking of having fun, he's supposed to start on a Tuesday night ride at some point, or maybe Wednesday. I don't know. We got to figure out what the day is, but
right.
I'm going to get that rolling here one of these days. Someday.
Indeed. And yeah, well, Tuesday night is that $5 Marcus thing.
Oh, yeah.
Not that I'm
always. We could just go see a movie.
Let's all go to a movie.
I think it's like $5 margaritas at Corazon until 6 or 7 o'clock on Tuesdays, too.
Tacos.
I don't know. They have a special over there on Tuesday.
Yeah. I know. I'm just pre-programmed to the Wednesdays.
Yeah, right. Well,
I'm like, sure. Oh, Wine Wednesday over at Art Bar. Hey.
What with having to have something to do after entertaining you fine people for whatever amount of time you give us.
Yes.
We have to go entertain ourselves then. By the way, they better have pizza at Uptowner tonight.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a clock. Yeah. And actually, I went over to the store and picked up another Emil's for the house.
I wonder how far.
Even though I can't use my damn oven, or I can't personally. I don't know how it works, but I don't want to play with the needle nose pliers to make it operate.
I wonder how far and wide.
Just kind of leave it alone for now.
how broad a distribution does Emo's have, I wonder? Is it just local, or do they go many states wide from their 50 years in business or whatever it is?
Yeah, probably just at least state. At least statewide, because I think it's Watertown, if I'm
not. Watertown, Fordville.
Watertucky.
Watucky. So there are some fat bike events, and then there's some other events. The fat bike events, if you check out fatbike.com, there is an events calendar page. So if you're interested in, I think a lot of it is fat bike races that are being posted, but check that out. And if you are an event sponsor and or promoter, make sure you get your race up there on the calendar. It is used by people, believe it or not. I think we have, what, 3 site visitors now or something, that I know at least one of them uses it. So so we talked about Jungle Crust. Wrap up. So events, yeah, what do we got coming up then? Next on the docket is
Rampage.
Yeah, Santa Rampage / Global Fat Bike Day. So the the conundrum is what to do. I mean the Manitowoc Global Fat Bike Day, Two Rivers, George from Broken Spoke, that's become a huge event. He was saying that he thinks there's going to be 400 people up there this year. So nice. Am I one of 400 or am I one of 700 here for Santa Rampage, or do we just get on our bikes and ride around town and
get on your back and ride?
Was that song in the movie?
Was it? Yes. Fat Bomb Girls was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then I love how
Bicycle Race wasn't.
Right. But. Ring, ring. That's kind of mixing the two together.
Right, right.
I like how they sort of. I think I'm in love with my car is definitely one of my favorite Queen songs for sure. But the bit about it in the movie was hilarious.
Yeah.
You got to see that if you like that song. Got my hand on your grease gun. it's such a great song, and it's, I don't know how many other Queen songs that Freddie Mercury doesn't sing, but that was not Freddie Mercury singing that song. It was Roger. He got a fair bit of flack for that song, eh? There's not going to be a bunch of kids banging their head in a car.
Yeah. That was a good nod to himself.
Right? Yeah, wow. Well, a little self-congratulations is always in order. Our fine president has become a perfect practitioner
tool
of said
of
event.
It.
Okay, so I don't know. I'm torn on what to do with this weekend because I'm trying to figure out if Chewy's event is this weekend or next weekend in Rochester.
Uh-huh.
It'd be kind of cool if it was next weekend because then I'd have a whole nother week to gear up to go to Rochester to do it.
Right.
But I don't know. Maybe just stay in town.
Yeah, normally things of that nature you decide on the evening before or the morning of.
having to get to the boat at 4 in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was not pleasant.
So if you don't go or you're in the area here, the next day on Sunday is Chris Daisy's Zion Cyclery's first Fat Sunday Zion Park / beach ride thing, fat bike oriented deal. First Sunday of every month, I think, for 4 months through March. And we're going to start running some rides on Sundays out of the shop as well. It's the one day I'm taking off because I want to go ride my bike. So I'm standing around the shop all the time. There's not a whole lot of biking going on in here. There's studio building and TV hanging and stuff of that nature, but not a lot in the way of riding.
You don't have a trainer per se. Here?
Where would I put it?
Right.
There's very little room in here right now. That said, I want one of those, you know, with the TV screen and you can go up and down the hills.
Peloton.
Yeah, that's
or the life cycle or whatever.
Nah, I don't know about that. So you could check out stuff about the Zion Cyclery Fat Sundays series. He's got a Facebook page. He's got a website, zioncyclery.com. I think I'll probably get around to getting some show notes up for this show. So you'll have a linky link in the show notes. And, you know, I'm kind of curious. What do people think of Sven and JK back on the air now?
Do you like us? Do you really, really like us?
No. I feel like I need some validation here.
Yes. After watching Freddie, I need my adulation. Where right. It's like, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh.
Our friend Dr. Mark stopped in last week and he said, well, it's good to hear you guys on the air again. I really, he goes, you're the voice of reason. I said, what?
Amen.
Irv said, good show, gentlemen. So there you go. So someone listened to it.
Right on.
All one of our listener. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Please listen again. Yeah.
You are the clay and we can make bricks now.
Fortunately, it's not raining either, so it's not going to be so slippery.
Well, allegedly it's supposed to be a little moist on Saturday for the Santa ride.
That's mostly a mostly a street event and not so much a off-road event.
Exactly. Well, no, I'm just thinking of my very absorbent Santa gear.
Oh, right. Are you still sporting the
Santa Snuggie?
It's a Santa Snuggie.
Yes. And I have Joe Boxer pajama Santa pants.
I haven't washed my Santa outfit ever. I don't think so.
Same here. I've only treated it with a tent sealer.
Yeah.
And I think I have to redo it if it's going to rain.
Might not be a bad idea. Or you could, could wear some gear under it to... It just sops up so much water and gets heavy.
It's
drapes
insane.
Over your leg and gets caught in your chain.
Yeah, there was one piece, like one little, like 2 square inch little area that I didn't treat, and it just permeated like my whole arm, like right from there. And I mean, granted, this was like 7 years ago, but the memory sticks.
The memory remains.
Yeah, that was the one when Tony Berger ended up with on the exercycle with the big Santa wind sail going downtown. Yep. He's like, I can't stop.
It was kind of listing and getting in a rakish attitude.
Well, yeah, and all the empties were going into it.
Yep, I kind of remember some of that. So yeah, Santa Rampage, right on.
And then after that, beard competition over at the Falcon Bowl.
Is that Saturday the 1st?
Yep.
Yep. That's a later at night thing.
Yeah, like 5 o'clock-ish. Remington Beard Bash.
Hmm.
Or Whisker Bash 6.
Does that mean not getting as jolly with the holiday spirit before the event?
No. That means carrying on the holiday spirit over that way. Because normally that... Rampage breaks up in the 3-4 o'clock-ish zone, and then rambling back to everyone's corner. Ding ding ding. Oh hey, but the corner's over here. Hey, Falcon Ball's over here. Hey, there's a beard competition over here. Hey, I got a beard. Hey.
Yeah. Well, we do have beards this year again, so might be something to, I haven't decided what to do now that it's there. It was sort of the Movember thing, and now it's already the thimber almost, so got to come up with something and or get rid of it, or I don't know.
Yeah, this is not the time actually to fully. I've done that before.
No, you don't want to get rid of it all.
No. This is,
it'll be cold face time.
Mm-hmm. This is built-in face mask.
So I don't know what's going on the weekend after this one. What's going on? Is there anything coming up that you know of? I know that the following weekend, the 15th, is Shell Track in Manitowoc, the first race in the 509 Cycle Snow Crown Race Series up there.
That's not the same weekend as Frostbike, is it?
No, yes, it isn't.
I don't know. I just couldn't help myself. Let us see. What is the seeing? What is happening? What is happening? I thought there was something. Oh, I think Destro has a thing on Friday, tomorrow, or no, Friday, at El Bremon, the following weekend, Bike Bazaar.
Oh, right on.
The 11th annual.
Big swap meet at Riverside High School.
Yeah.
That might be worth moseying over to. Seems like I'm kind of behind the eight ball on getting rid of any of the tchotchkes that might still be floating around the shop here. But
yeah, I ended up with a handlebar bag on one Banjo Brother for like $2.
Nice.
That worked out very well. Ooh, Garibaldi has Milwaukee Zappa Fest going on that day too. Or night. But that's what I'm seeing right now.
Alrighty.
Oh, and the last Iron Pizza show at Bremen Cafe. All right.
That's for all you Milwaukee cycling listeners. What else you got?
That's about...
By golly, we wasted a half an hour of your time and... we're just not going to say any more this week, I guess. We'll be back, and we're going to do this every 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
At least for now.
Yep.
Before we get on an every week plan or something somewhere down the road, maybe.
But you don't want too much of us.
No, true that. So until the next episode, thank you for listening to the Full Spectrum Cycling Podcast by Cracky.
Au revoir.
You can find us on the fatbike.com or the everydaycycles.com website. And thank you for listening. Come again soon.
Riverside down.
Boo, 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 boo.
My ears.